From Spark and Anvil and Math Circle, this is Hattie Hunch in Chapter 1 of the Math Circle cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The afternoon sun cut through the tall classroom windows, casting long, dusty shadows across the empty desks. Outside, a light autumn rain tapped against the glass, but inside, the room was silent. Nobody at the circular table wanted to speak first. A strange digital machine was projected on the whiteboard, its virtual brass gears clicking in a slow, mocking rhythm. The rules of the machine were simple enough. If you fed it an even number, the machine sliced it in half. If the number was odd, the machine tripled it and added one. The big question glowing on the screen was simple. Did every single positive number eventually tumble down to one? Saul chewed on the blue plastic cap of his pen until the plastic was white and warped. Priya kept her eyes glued to the scuff marks on her sneakers, pretending to be deeply interested in her laces. Jay was busy drawing tiny, perfect spirals in the margin of his notebook, his pencil moving with agonizing slowness. Tam just held his breath, staring at the floor. The silence stretched out, thick and heavy with the fear of looking foolish in front of everyone else. Suddenly, the monitor on the wall flickered to life with a sharp static pop. A girl with a backwards baseball cap grinned out at them, her bright eyes full of mischief. She leaned so close to her camera that her nose almost touched the glass of the screen. "You all have a hunch," she said, her voice crackling through the small speaker. "I can see it in the way you're holding your breath." She adjusted her cap, pulling the brim lower over her forehead. "I'm Hattie," she said, leaning back. "And a perfectly good guess dying of shyness is the saddest thing I can imagine. It's like a bird that's afraid to fly." She pointed a finger directly at Saul, who froze mid-chew. "You, what do you think happens? Don't try to be right, just be brave." Saul swallowed hard, his throat feeling dry. He looked at the digital machine on the board, then at the expectant faces of his friends. The silence in the room felt like a physical weight, pressing down on his shoulders. "I think every number does come back to one," he muttered, his voice barely above a whisper. "Eventually, even the really massive ones." "There it is," Hattie crowed, clapping her hands together. "A real guess. Now me actually have something to chase." She leaned back, spinning her cap around so the brim faced forward. "You can't test a thought you never say out loud."
Hattie tapped her chin, looking at the screen with a thoughtful expression. "In mathematics, we have a special name for a guess like that," she said. "We call it a conjecture." She wrote the word on her own digital screen in bold, messy letters. "A conjecture is just an idea that you think is true, but you haven't proven yet. It's a bridge you build out into the dark before you can see the other side." She leaned forward again, her eyes locking onto Priya. "Most people wait until they are absolutely sure before they say anything at all," Hattie continued. "But on a hard problem, you're never sure at the start. Waiting to be sure means waiting forever. Meanwhile, the people brave enough to make a conjecture actually get somewhere, because a guess gives you something you can actually test." She rested her elbows on her desk, her expression softening. "When I was your age, I was absolutely terrified of being wrong," she admitted. "I would sit on my ideas like they were fragile robin's eggs. I thought if I cracked one, everyone would laugh at me. Then I noticed the kids who blurted out their thoughts were learning twice as fast. It wasn't because they were always right, it was because every single guess told them something new. A right guess wins, but a wrong guess shows you exactly where the truth isn't. Either way, you come out ahead." Tam raised his hand slightly, his brow furrowed. "But what if the guess is just really dumb?" he asked. "Then it's a fast dumb," Hattie said, her eyes sparkling. "You find out in 2 minutes instead of agonizing over it for an hour. A guess you actually test isn't dumb at all. It's just quick."
The tension in the room seemed to lift, like a window had been opened to let in a fresh breeze. Priya sat up a little straighter, her eyes moving back to the digital machine. "I have a conjecture," she said, testing the word on her tongue. "I bet odd numbers always shoot up first before they start to fall."
"Test it," Hattie urged,
pointing at the virtual keyboard. Priya stood up and walked to the board. The dry erase marker felt cool in her hand. She typed in the number 7. The machine whirred, its digital pipes glowing a bright warning red. 7 was odd, so the machine tripled it and added 1. The screen flashed, 22. It went up, Tam said, leaning forward in his chair. 22 was even, so the machine sliced it down to 11. 11 was odd, shooting back up to 34. The numbers danced across the screen in a wild, chaotic rhythm. 34 became 17, which leaped up to 52. Then came 26, 13, and a sudden spike to 40. From 40, the descent was fast. 20, 10, 5, 16, 8, 4, 2. Finally, the machine chimed softly as the number 1 appeared on the screen. It worked, Jay said, a slow smile spreading across his face. My conjecture was half right, Priya said, her voice filled with surprise. The odd numbers do shoot up first, but they still land on 1. Exactly, Hattie said. Now we have 2 tested ideas. You didn't need to be certain to start. You just had to let the wrong parts of the guess teach you something. Jay reached for the keyboard next, his fingers hovering over the keys. I want to try 9, he said. I think it will take even longer than 7 to come down. The machine swallowed the 9 and began its frantic calculations. It climbed to 28, dropped to 14, and then hit 7. Wait, Saul said, pointing at the screen. We already know what 7 does. Once it hits 7, it has to go to 1. The kids laughed, the sound bright and easy in the quiet room. They had found a shortcut, a pattern hidden inside the chaos.
Hattie watched them, her face glowing with genuine delight. Look at you all, she said softly. An hour ago, nobody wanted to speak because a word might be wrong. Now, you're throwing out ideas like they're playground balls. The wrong ones aren't embarrassing you anymore. They're actually helping you build the map. Priya looked down at her notebook, where she had scribbled the numbers. I almost didn't say it, she admitted. It felt really risky. It was risky, Hattie agreed warmly. That's exactly what made it worth something. The safe move was to stay quiet and learn absolutely nothing. You took the risk, and it cracked the whole problem open. She tipped her cap with a playful wink. That's the bravest kind of smart there is. Not being right, but being willing to be wrong out loud. Saul grinned, spinning his pencil between his fingers. It's actually kind of fun, he said. It's the most fun there is, Hattie replied. It's where you stop being scared and start playing.
The bell rang, its sharp chime signaling the end of the session. The other kids gathered their backpacks, talking quietly as they drifted out into the hallway. Priya lingered by her desk, her notebook still open. She waited until the room was empty before she approached the screen. Hattie? She asked softly. Hattie looked up from her desk, her expression warm. Hey, Priya, what's on your mind? Doesn't it ever sting? Priya asked, crossing her arms. Guessing wrong in front of everyone, I mean. Hattie pulled her baseball cap off and turned it over in her hands. She stared at the stitched logo for a long moment. It used to sting like crazy, she said. Back when I thought a wrong guess meant I was wrong. I thought making a mistake meant I wasn't smart enough to be here. That's the big lie that keeps everybody quiet. She shook her head, her dark hair falling into her eyes. But a conjecture isn't a grade on your soul, Priya. It's just a tool. You throw it at the wall to see what bounces back. Once I understood that my guesses weren't me, the sting just went away, and what was left was so much better. She placed the cap back on her head, turning the brim to the back. Being willing to be wrong out loud is the secret door, she said. Almost nobody walks through it because it looks scary, but everything good is waiting on the other side. Priya nodded slowly, absorbing the words. She packed her notebook into her bag and zipped it shut. As she walked out into the cool afternoon air, the old knot in her stomach was gone.
In its place was a light, daring kind of courage. She felt like someone brave enough to speak her mind and find out what happened next.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Hattie Hunch. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.